What is going on, everyone, and welcome to the Foundation First Fitness Show. This is episode 80, and we are going to kick things off right out of the gate. Three exercises for you that I think will drastically improve your running performance. When it comes to, you know, dry land training or, you know, weight training for runners, it's usually just very much high reps, you know, stability exercises, the typical lunging, squatting, things like that. You know, these exercises are great. There's nothing wrong with those exercises. They're tried and true. They've stood the test of time, and honestly, they do deliver great results. When I look at individuals that are running that aren't really doing anything really for their running in terms of weight training, what I usually recommend is I try to give them a couple of exercises just to do on a regular basis so that they can almost test it out and see what works really, what works best for them. One of the things that I will say that I've noticed is that with a lot of my runners is when they've started to do incorporate a lot of lower body postural exercises. It's not really just postural exercises, but really try to focus on the technique of the exercises, make sure the technique is sound, not so much on the weight. The improvements were much, much better, and they almost saw them come on a little bit quicker. So the onset was a lot faster, which I think is almost, you know, more beneficial. You know, when you see something working, you're almost more likely to buy into that specific tactic. So enough of that. Let's get into the first exercise. So if you're watching this on YouTube, you will see clips. I'm going to drop in clips right now with the three exercises for those of you. They're also going to be posted on Instagram. For those of you who are listening to this on the podcast, you can shoot over to my Instagram page and it should be there by now. Three exercises that are going to be great for runners. I'm going to be posting it with the talk. So the first exercise is a single leg hip bridge. The reason why I love this exercise so much is because it really separates the right leg from the left leg. You're able to really train almost that hip extension with that bent leg from that bent leg position. So you're getting the glute hamstring really activated. It challenges the core. Make sure that the core is engaged properly. If you don't have the core properly engaged, if you don't have that nice bracing going on in the TVA and internal obliques, you're going to be lacking a lot in this exercise. So you want to make sure you get that nice brace in. But this exercise is really going to help you strengthen up that hip extension, which is so vital for running. A lot of individuals will be running, they'll notice that back pain, and a lot of that is coming from that inability to really dissociate, you know, each leg from each other and also dissociate the back from the leg. So you're caught, you basically got to think of your entire body almost like a reverse kind of T going down like this. So you want your hips to be able to, you know, dissociate from your low back. And usually when you don't have back extension, you can't extend the leg backwards. Your body's going to go and get it from the low, your body's going to go and get it from that low back position. When you get it from that low back, you end up just really grinding away at it. And over time, back pain is going to start occurring. So a lot of runners that are suffering from back pain, one of the things I will usually tell you is look at your A, mechanics, B, hip extension. If your hip extension is not there, which is kind of tied into mechanics, you're going to notice the problem right out of the gate. So definitely check in on that. And one of the exercises I use to really clean that up is a single leg hip bridge. The second exercise that I really go to a lot is a single leg deadlift or a single leg RDL, single leg Romanian deadlift. I call it single leg deadlift. Names don't really matter. I use them interchangeably. But nonetheless, what is really important about this exercise is that it really teaches you from that standing position how to stabilize that foot. So making sure that the plant leg, the foot that's on the ground, is really stable and you're getting that hip hinging. So hip hinging is essentially just bending at the hip and extending at the hip properly without using the low back. And in this case, because you're on one leg, you really have to learn how to not allow the other leg to almost fall with it. You want to dissociate the legs, as I mentioned before, and have the legs really working away from each other. So as one leg is rising, the other leg is, that plant leg is just holding you stable on the ground. What's great about this, you get that hip work that you're getting from that stabilization of the knee because your knee's on a slight bend. And the other thing is that your foot is really nice and stable. You're getting that stability out of the foot, which is so important for as a runner to really be able to kind of properly generate that power upwards to the hip. So single leg deadlift, another great exercise to throw in there. The third final exercise is an elastic resisted knee drive. You could do this without an elastic. I usually say elastic because I want people to think that there is kind of a progression into this, because understanding and getting it out of the, getting it right away is very common. Most people will be able to produce or to execute this exercise, not produce this exercise, execute the exercise properly right out of the gate. So it's usually not something that a lot of individuals will struggle with, which is why I say go to use an elastic as kind of a resistance. So you can almost generate that power of driving that knee up. So essentially what you're doing is you're standing up straight. You can get yourself up against a wall. So I like to place my clients up against the wall. So what they do is they can almost stop themselves from getting that sway back or from arching forward because their hands are pressed up against the wall if they're doing a push-up. And from there, they're driving their knee up, which is going to essentially make them want to almost do like one of these standing crunches where they're going to want to try to crunch their stomach down to help bring their chest closer to their knee. Having their hands up against the wall stops that and prevents it and really just teaches them to drive that knee up. What I'm looking for in this exercise, nice flat back. I don't want that back angle to change. The knee doesn't necessarily need to fly past parallel with the ground. So you don't want it to come past that 90 degree angle. Any more at the hip, not really necessary, especially for a running athlete, especially for a distance runner. So what you're looking to do is pull the knee up, keep it tight in line with your body. So when you're driving your knee, you want that knee to come towards the midline. If your knee is swaying way out of your midline, usually what's going to happen is you're probably going to be doing this almost like this back and forth seesaw kind of thing. You're kind of like swinging and hop. I don't even know what you call it anymore. Wobbling. Wobbling is the word I was looking for. You're going to see this wobbling back and forth as the individual's walking, as the individual's running. So, or as you yourself are running, and that's going to be basically a reduction in power output and a really inefficient stride. So you want to make sure that you're getting that nice knee drive. The other thing that that's really great for is, as I mentioned in last episode, is when you do look to generate more power and when you're looking to increase your stride, driving your knee is one of the ways you do that. So you're going to get that from the single leg hip bridge. You're going to get that from the single leg deadlift because you're going to be getting a lot of that extension. So your extension component is taken care of. Now we want to work on getting that that flexion portion, which is basically the knee, the driving of the knee. When you drive your knee up higher, you can reach out further because your foot's higher up off the ground, taking longer to hit the ground. So it's in the air longer. As you move forward, it's covering a larger distance. Because of that larger distance that you're going to be covering, you're going to be able to take fewer strides and go the same distance. And that's really where your time is going to start shrinking. Your power output's going to go up. If you watch a lot of competitive marathon runners and you almost watch them from the side, what I would like people to do is you can go on YouTube and see a bunch of these clips, but if you watch someone that's running distance from the side, what you'll notice in that moment when they're running and you get that nice side profile is you'll see that that knee comes up relatively high. It's really uncommon for a runner to be running long distance and just be kind of trotting along. It's usually a really high knee drive. And the reason for that is that's allowing them to generate more power and cover more distance. The in terms of the mechanics, it's hard for me to explain that over a podcast, but what I really like to tell people is you should be trying to create the widest range of control you can as a runner, so that as you're running, you're almost looking to increase your mechanical range, meaning that you want to create that longest range that you can control your knee at, control your leg at, and be absolutely perfectly strong, stable, and be able to generate power. That's where you're going to be seeing the biggest difference. That's where you're going to see a lot of the results come from. One of the biggest difference I've seen in a lot of my runners is once I started incorporating these three exercises, they were able to almost like integrate that kind of mechanic into their running, which changed the game completely for them. So if you have any questions about any of the three exercises that I mentioned, if you have any questions about other exercises that you think might be helpful, definitely send that out to me. Let me know what you think about this episode. If you aren't subscribed yet, subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you aren't following me on Instagram, definitely head over there and hit that subscribe or hit that follow button. Really going to start putting out a lot more content the next couple of weeks. I've been really slacking hard. Maybe not slacking. We've been trying to really push the business side of things a little bit, and it's kind of taken away some of that time. But we will definitely be rolling out a lot more content in the next couple of weeks and moving forward. So Get going with these exercises. Definitely let me know how they work for you. And until that next time, keep building that foundation. Take care, guys.